Yeah.
Checka.
Wait, are these?
Are we freestyling every single time or what? Are these what?
I went to. Upside down. I went to Piccadilly.
I don't know. I just know it looks disgusting. Like yours, like, is going
ever, to yours is having a midlife crisis, bro.
you ever like wrap your controllers up nicely and then you go to your friend's house and it just looks like wrinkly old umbilical cord and you're like, what is?
Have you seen my Ethernet cable? It's wrinkly,
dude. Yours, rushing Denko does not care about that type of stuff.
Is she hot? What is this, bro?
Don't worry about it. It's legal.
Have to start off with that,
that sounded so illegal.
Don't worry.
What are you, a cop?
It's legal.
Oh, wait. No, not the Grammys. Who are you, the feds? I don't care about the Grammys.
Billie Eilish.
That already happened.
That's stupid. She won like 5.
Yeah.
She's Billie Eilish.
What the hell?
She's a...
What the hell?
She's a girl. She's white. She's white.
Is she?
Does anyone want to say intro?
Oh, I guess we can start our wait.
Yeah.
Wait, did we set the music? Wait, we didn't freestyle. We have to freestyle over before.
Well, I did it the last time, so.
Lewis's turn.
Yeah. We in here. I'm draped in gold. All
right, okay. Just like start the music. Just start the music. Just start the music.
Hey, you're a hater.
Here, I got you.
Ooh, you going to put a beat on?
Yeah, I'm going to put a beat on.
Don't play me, bro.
Hold on.
You as well, vicious. Either way,
hold this on. Is spicy.
Hold on. Get ready.
Is this a J Squad?
What is this?
Is this gonna be like a crump?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
I can't rap to this. It's disrespectful, but it's Samurai Champloo, bro. I don't want to like...
That's not Samurai Champloo.
Yes.
Close enough.
I mean, oh, my fault. It's that other one.
Whoever's in the comments roasted.
Cookies. I was joking.
What is it called? You know what's crazy?
It's Cowboy Bop B.
Cowboy Bop.
Boop-bop. Boop-bop. Ma.
Just start skating. Welcome, everybody, to the
what
Untitled Mixtape.
What are you doing?
Okay, I guess it's not important.
You all this clickety click stuff, bro.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Untitled Mixtape.
What's happening?
I'm here with Danko.
Hi.
And Lewis.
Yurt.
And we like music, and hopefully so do you.
But this isn't going to be a music podcast or a music episode.
Oh, short.
We're just going to...
Oh,
relax.
Welcome to the lounge.
To the
lounge.
Why'd you say it like freaking Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle? Welcome to the lounge.
Nick Cannon.
Have you seen that meme about Stevie where it's the songs? You know how where it's like, oh, this boy spitting. Yeah, but did you see the one about Stevie where it was like Soulja Boy is like, this right here is my swag, and it shows Stevie, this dude's spitting.
What's popping? Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, wait, am I supposed to say something? Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, we've been talking.
Yeah, it's we're just chilling.
The lounge.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the lounge. You
want to
go with
lounge.
That?
The lounge. Don't
spell it like D-U-H.
So if anyone has noticed, I forgot to prepare for this, so we're gonna just chill.
First of all,
Lewis didn't even know he was supposed to be here. Yeah. I was like,
I really didn't get the memo.
I texted him and said, like,
"Hey, I'll get you at 7:30."
And he's like, "Is that today?"
What?
That's and today? I was like, "Dango and I might have not told you." And he's like, "You didn't."
I guess let's take this time to like update everybody who listens and some changes that are going to be happening.
Ooh.
And just some updates on what's going to be going on in the podcast, and also just chilling and talking about stuff that it could be music, it could be not. We could talk about whatever we want because It's one of those episodes. First off,
spicy.
We about to hit those 1,000 listens.
Oh, no way.
Amazing.
Are we really?
Yes, we are.
Oh, snap. That's wild.
And it's going to be great. I'm super excited.
We're having a party.
That's 2,000 ears.
All of you guys are invited.
What? Wait. 2,000 ears?
Ears.
Ears?
Yeah, that's 2,000 ears that have heard us.
Or it's like at least...
No, it's 2,000 different ears. Stop.
Don't take this one.
So, honestly, thank you guys for... I mean, we've been doing it for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool to see that, I mean, at least 1,000 times a year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And how new we are. We appreciate it. We're glad you're enjoying it.
Facts.
Yeah.
We have an untitled mixtape alumni of one person. Yeah. Hey, Chelsea.
Yeah, and if you've been here since the beginning when Chelsea was hanging out with us, or if you're just tuning in, man. But I have talked to Chelsea, and she's super down to be...
She gave me a weird handshake.
Back.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Finger thing? It's the finger dap.
Chelsea,
I've been
weirded out ever since.
Okay,
but she did it slowly, which is the one that grosses me out. Yeah. I don't like
she
the slow.
Like,
she
was like, "Does it feel weird?" Yes, it does. Yes. Is that what you wanted to hear?
If she ever comes at me like that, I'm on site.
I realize I have like 7 different handshakes, like with students and stuff,
and none with me.
Yes, we do.
False.
We have the one. We have this one. We just haven't done it in a while.
What is
where we like miss on purpose?
No. It's the one where we take each other's hand and we have to.
I don't think we've ever made contact. Yeah,
they don't like each other.
I don't think we've ever done it with you either.
No, but I don't.
We've never done that.
I think it's because your reaction of seeing somebody is always so over the top. There's no need to like do.
I mean, I've seen you on Lancaster Boulevard. I was gonna text you to freak you out. I seen you getting in your car.
Oh my gosh.
And I was gonna be like, yo.
nice.
But you look car. Like so unenthused about life.
I'm always unenthused about life. That's just life, you know.
It was a while ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like,
I think like the last time we shot an episode, it was like that, either that day or the day before. And I was like, oh, I told Lorenzo, I was like, oh, I forgot to text him to freak him out.
You should have texted me. I love when people freak me out. It's weird.
You should have done it because Danko.
This dude is like, spicy.
If you would have texted Danko, he would have looked around and it would have been so fast. He'd have been like,
some Bourne Identity, like trying to look for the person who's got me in their sights.
Yeah.
So, get excited for like some new. We're probably going to experiment with some different episodes.
They like Star Wars. They're weird.
Yeah. What? Huh?
Hmm?
Huh?
What?
What did you say about Star Wars?
Huh?
I like Star Wars.
Oh,
I said you guys like it. You guys are weird.
Oh wow!
Why did you not like
it? I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've seen one. The one where Anakin turned into the bad guy.
Oh, spoilers!
When it was like
when we were in like middle school, high school. Well, I don't know.
Episode 3. Episode
I'm sorry 3. For the kids that are like 11.
Revenge of the Sith.
I'm sorry if you're 11 years old and didn't see it.
No.
I'm really not sorry. I'm not.
2006, dog. You had a long time to see it.
I don't know. I knew I was gonna like watch it to give it a try, and then I watched like the very very first one, and then I was like, I don't really want to watch this anymore. And then I was like, I already started the journey though. And then I kept watching it, and it started to get really good.
Yeah.
It gets better.
It's the bug, man. It's the Star Wars bug.
Liar.
You watch 2 of those movies, you're invested.
Off top for Rosa. Yeah, for like the first one, I don't care. They're so annoying.
Look what I got. Look right here. Star Wars, Skywalker Saga, dog.
Okay, first of all, why is there like 80 movies?
Hey, why are there 80 movies?
Yes.
I don't know. Why are there like a bajillion anime?
Okay, Well, we're not doing that, buddy. We're not doing that, bucko.
Let me tell you something.
No, listen here, bucko.
I watched Dragon Ball, which was 100... Some then episodes.
Like the one without the Z?
The OG.
Little homie.
OG, little homie.
The one without the Z?
Little Goku with the tail in the staff? Yeah. Well, he was just murking people, bro.
Wait, Deku, would you... With the extendo stick.
Oh, extendo stick.
Oh, I called it that, too.
You guys,
I swear I called it that, too.
Extendo stick. It sounds like Go-Go Gadget.
It is, bro. He just...
Coming into Dragon Ball Z though, there's 283 episodes.
1989.
Yeah, that's when it came out in Japan. We got it in 99, I think.
We did?
Yeah, we got it really late.
Oh, well, I thought it was...
As we get everything.
Yeah,
as
everything cool.
As opposed to Japan. Yeah, Japan has everything. They're living in like 30, 36.
Mm-hmm. Not the...
We're in 2020.
Not their movies. Not the American movies, though. Like, if you get, like, in Japan, when we were on base, if you, like, get... Like, if the American movie comes out, it doesn't hit the base for 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, that sounds like like the Fire Stick.
Yeah. it sucked, but I mean, but I guess at the end of the day, being on base.
That's not too shabby, though.
But being on base, you get to watch movies. Anybody want to take a guess on how?
All the time.
Do you want to guess what the price is for a ticket?
What?
Let's take a guess.
$10.
Wait, a ticket?
To go watch the movies.
On base?
Yeah, on base.
$1.
$2.
Nice.
Bro.
It was so tight, and then. Like you, that's why like buying big buckets of popcorn is still the thing for me, because you just pay $2 and then you can like spend all your
is
money
the
on
dollar
food.
Theater even a dollar anymore?
I have no
here?
Idea. I think it's like so. $2.50.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rip off.
I don't think it's a dollar theater anymore. I think it's just Cinemark 22.
It's like Cinemark
called,
8.
I think
something.
It's called Disney Plus or Netflix or something like that.
Cinemark 12. yeah. So
first of all, who's your favorite character in Dragon Ball?
The original?
Z, no.
Oh,
Z?
What? Dragon Ball Z
in
so
Dragon
far?
Ball,
yeah, no, there's like nobody in Dragon Ball.
It's like Goku and Krillin. Like, little ball-headed Krillin.
Mine's
dude had a big
mine's will forever be Trunks.
Trunks?
Yeah.
I
mean, he's not there in the question. Beginning.
I like all the ops, bro. Like, honestly.
I
rock with Android
like
17.
I love
heavy.
Tien.
Okay,
God,
you're
what?
A weirdo.
Because he
like,
has
says nobody well? Ever.
It's because his
this is for you, Tien.
I just finished.
And still doesn't die.
Like,
I love that
I don't
episode.
Like you that much.
I saw that today. And Krillin, I love Krillin. He just screams out. he just sacrificed himself for nothing.
He did that every time.
It was all the time.
Oh,
it was
Jesus.
Never for any reason. He was just like, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore. They're too strong.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love Tien because he was such a like an asshole.
Yeah.
In Dragon Ball, he was like the bad guy, and then he was probably
oh,
my
yeah.
favorite person.
That was
to
crazy.
Turn. Yeah.
Like he actually had hands in Dragon Ball,
but he
for
just
like a minute.
He just stagnated.
Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm just capping right.
Yeah.
Now. This is all I got.
When I was like when I first watched Dragon Ball Z, Raditz was my favorite because like Raditz's hair looks so cool.
Oh yeah,
because mm-hmm. it was like super long and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Trunks came by, I was like, "Ooh, I like that color. It's this color. It's this color of his hair." I was
lavender.
Like, "Ooh, that's cool.
You got that lavender hair going on."
Yeah.
Oh man, for those who haven't watched Dragon Ball, you should watch it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Oh, yeah, and then right, Trunks was like one of the first people to show up, and he can like instantly turn Super Saiyan, and everybody else had to like summon all the power. Right, you know what I'm talking about?
Like go through training. Trunks yeah. was just like, oh,
Trunks,
y'all
like,
barely learning this.
Like bowl cut hair.
I've been on
immediately.
This.
Yeah.
I've been on this for like 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vegeta was my guy.
I knew it.
First of all,
I knew it.
Nah. Like when I first seen Dragon Ball Z, I thought Yamcha because he had that scar. So I was like, oh, this dude been through
oh,
some
yeah.
stuff. Bro.
You're right.
He been through it. Turns out he's like a weak ass human.
Yeah.
What are they called? Cybermen? Yeah, Cybermen.
Yeah, man. They played him.
Oh, yeah, that's
he
right.
He played hard. Yeah. He just. And then never came back to life. It seemed like he was just dead for, like all the time.
They
didn't even wish him back. They're like, he's good up there. He's useless down there.
Yeah.
He's good up there.
There's Chiaotzu.
Yao Jirobe.
There's Chiaotzu holding yeah. on.
This dude had a sword for nothing. Yao Jirobe?
Yeah.
Oh.
this dude had a sword for nothing, bro. For nothing.
He's like the laziest samurai in the world.
Did he cut off somebody's tail, though?
Yeah, didn't he cut off, Vegeta's?
And then after that, what happened
Goku's.
To him?
Oh, no, Vegeta's.
What happened to him?
Was Vegeta. It Vegeta's?
Yeah,
it was,
Vegeta's.
Right?
Wow, he's a hater. I don't like him. Vegeta.
He's like the laziest samurai. He's tight, though.
You know, did Vegeta, like, backtrack to you? Like, in terms of, like, power?
Oh.
Like, when he first came, he was just dogging everybody.
Yeah, but that's because... But
when
like,
he was, like, 4'11", just smoking everything.
4'11".
That dude was little, bro.
That's
compared
because...
to Nappa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nappa's...
I don't Vegeta think... Just... I feel like Vegeta's, like, normal height, and Nappa's just disgustingly abnormally
That's
huge.
Because every time they'd finish a fight, then something else would happen.
Look at him, bro.
Yeah, he's so tiny. He's the same height as then. As the Cybermen. God.
But then Frieza was smaller than him.
Huge.
Frieza was shorter than him.
Yeah.
Like, how?
I remember, like, forever being disappointed that Frieza wasn't a girl.
You thought he was a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, Frieza.
Yeah. Because of the voice.
Yeah, 100%. Evil.
I still think Frieza's a girl. Nobody can convince me otherwise.
That's okay. Like, cool. I'm with you. I don't care.
That's a female.
In Dragon Ball FighterZ, Android 17 goes, "Is this the guy?" And Krillin goes, "Yeah." And then they fight. So it's a dude. So, yeah. Anyway,
17 is the goat. I don't care. I don't care. You can't tell me otherwise.
She's pretty good at the thing.
Did you just say she?
Oh, sorry.
17?
Not 17. 18.
Relax.
21.
Relax. One of your favorite characters 22. Is Vegeta. Ew, stop. Don't worry.
Okay.
So you always like
don't
these characters.
Don't gatekeep me.
You're always like.
Wait, who's yours?
Mine's Trunks. What you gonna say? That's what I thought. Go ahead.
He's only cool because
Vegeta's
dad.
Sure.
Vegeta had him.
No, it's not even. It's not
Watch
even.
Your mouth. Shut up. Yes, it.
So
I forgot that they were related, and I was like, oh, whoops.
You're about to deny his family tree? Like, no, that's not his dad.
Vegeta's. Nobody cares about dad.
Two. that was a Dragon Ball. That was the whole thing. But
we just told you the whole story.
We just told you the whole saga.
Everything. We just told you everything that happened ever.
We told you all the people that are useless.
2,000 listens. Not 2,000. I'm getting ahead of myself.
2,000 years.
1,000 listens.
Speak it into existence, bro.
Also, we are switching location, which is pretty the most exciting because it is one of the most favorite place for the network. In a sense, the man cave. We're going to the man cave. We're switching locations. I have not texted you at all.
Yeah, like
this
is what
happens when
life?
I don't say nothing.
Yeah, wait, I know he would text me like in just our thread, and I was like, I kind of feel like this should be somewhere.
Isn't that's where you guys interviewed me, right?
What,
the man cave, or no?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So we're going back. We're switching locations. It's great. Shouts out to Alicia over at the dance studio
for allowing us
to record there.
Nobody could see that. I don't know why you did it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you didn't.
Yeah.
Chucking deuces.
But so you're probably hear an improvement in sound quality and just the entire...
I'll rap in there.
The entire environment.
I'll
general.
Rap in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
Lewis
rap, rap here.
Shut your mouth off your face.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't matter.
Shut up. You look like me.
We're going to be...
Hold on. Oh, stall me out, bro. You can't use my thing against me.
You can't fact check that.
You can't. You're right. I don't like this.
I deleted all those episodes. I don't know. They don't exist. So switching scenery, we appreciate all the listens, guys. We're going to continue kind of experimenting with different things, especially if you like this kind of episode.
What are you doing?
Different things, dude. I don't know. My hands are all over the place today. But if you like general talk, really, I know we do it for some of the other podcasts. And just let us know, and we'll do like one of these episodes every now and then. Probably do some Q&A's. I'll post if anyone has questions, because we love when you guys give us questions, that's for sure. And so we're just gonna shoot the shit, I guess.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Asshole earlier.
Whoa.
I am wilding. I need to watch myself.
Yeah, what happened to the jar?
I keep forgetting.
What happened to the jar?
I don't know.
The jar is
the jar is
it's a metaphor, bro. It's just a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for life.
It's an imaginary jar. Okay. But
so you mean I could have been like going off this whole time?
No. We gotta keep ourselves grounded. You know? We gotta be friendly to kids. Children. Because if children listen to the podcast, what is that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No way.
What is
that? Dude, Parasite won Best Picture at the Oscars.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah. No way.
Oh man,
I need to watch that.
Tight.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to watch that tonight, Loki.
Is it the anime Parasite?
I don't know.
That's or is it just its own
like
thing?
A live action movie, like an actual movie, but I don't know if it's like an adaptation of the anime or not.
Cuz I know they already made one.
Yeah.
A Parasite action movie, live action. Yeah, but this I have this on the server. I need to watch it.
Yeah, that's the one that won Best Picture.
Greed and class discrimination threaten the newly formed symbiotic relationship between the wealthy Park family and the destitute Kim clan. It's symbiotic, right? Symbiote? It's like the same thing.
Wait, didn't...
I need to watch a trailer.
That's...
Wait, why are we doing this now?
I guess, yeah,
I guess it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
I guess it doesn't really
it's
matter.
It's the lounge. We can do whatever we want.
I
don't know.
It's the girls' room.
From the boys' room.
So there's a fumigation stuff going on. I saw the beginning of this movie.
Shout out to Sarah. Sarah told me that I'll probably. She said it's really good, and she said I'm probably gonna cry. I don't know why.
Oh, I don't like emotional movies.
That sounds tight. I want to see.
But I wonder if I'm gonna cry because it's like an Asian thing. Like, I wonder if something has to do with the mother. Oh, might cry then. She's probably right.
What is happening? Oh, they...
I knew it. I knew it was the director of The Host. This looks shot really well,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Like, I thought it was going to be, like, low-budget looking, but man, this is, like...
These colors.
Okay, maybe it's not about the anime, but still would want to watch it.
I don't know. I've never... Well, obviously, I'm not one to talk
but
about
anime. But isn't the anime, like, about the same thing?
It's about the dude who gets, like... There's, like, this...
Infected, right?
Virus, yeah. And, like, his
That's
hand...
That's not what this is?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a completely different thing.
Is that not a symbiote, too? Like, he gets the... And then he's just, it's the claw!
The claw! The claw.
Is that what happens?
The claw.
In the anime?
Yeah, he starts growing another person on him and just starts, like... There's, like, fight scenes and stuff of different
it's
people who
gnarly.
Have infections. It's crazy.
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
This one looks
Is
to be, like...
Is this something I would like?
With the anime?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I want to watch horror anime so much.
Yeah, dude. Horror anime... That's one thing about anime right now is, like, no one's focusing on the horror anime.
What?
And it
dude just put a blood packet.
That was ketchup
on pizza. No, it wasn't.
Wow, this looks so interesting.
Ketchup doesn't come out like soy sauce, bro.
Wow, this looks way more interesting than I thought it was gonna.
Yeah, me
look.
Too.
And it's I can't express this enough. But that's why it won Great Picture, right? It won Great Picture.
Yeah.
Best picture?
Oh, let me look up the Oscars. Let's see what we want. Oscars 2020 winners, I guess.
They just happened, right?
Like right now.
Yeah, like right now. That's what I'm saying.
Is that really like
Dude,
right
So
now.
It won Best Picture. I can't stress this enough. It looks
winners.
So good though.
God. Okay. All right, here we go. We're gonna talk about the Oscars.
Whoa, just, you're passing it.
Yeah, sorry.
Like they're talking about
it was raining on the red carpet.
And like
oh my God.
The paragraphs. Because I've seen watch go up.
It could be a rough night Parasite. For Netflix.
Where is that though?
Oh, I thought we were gonna go through the whole thing.
Why can't we just look up winners?
See, that was it right there.
Oh, God, I want to watch this too. 1970.
It was.
Oh, me too.
It was really good.
You watched it? You guys watched it already?
Yeah, we watched
Snakes.
It last night.
Wait, high key. Is it like stressful?
It is super stressful.
Oh, my God, I'm going to do so many push-ups.
My favorite thing about it is it's like, you know those one-shot movies?
Yeah.
It's just like.
It's supposed to be, right?
I mean, there's a lot of cuts, but you barely notice them.
Yeah.
And it's just like a literal one-shot.
Yeah,
of like,
that's what Sarah that. Said.
It's freaking good, dude. So, Parasite won Best Picture.
Yeah.
Which, good for them. I need to watch that movie.
I'm excited. I might watch that tonight.
Best Actress, Renee Zellweger. I didn't even know she did movies anymore.
And Judy.
don't play her.
Every
like
time
that.
I think of Renee Zellweger, though, I think of that little skit from Family Guy.
Wait, who
where
is
she's
that?
Like an anteater. It's really messed up.
who is she?
She.
I don't know.
Is that Chucky's bride?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to spell her name. There she is. No, she's not Chucky's bride. That's a different actress. They look alike. But she did like movie Renee Zellweger. She does like a lot of romance stuff too.
Yeah.
She was in Chicago, Cold Mountain.
Chicago.
Jerry Maguire.
Bridget she won Jones. Best
okay,
Actress
Bridget
for
Jones
Judy
Diary.
Though. I don't
okay.
know what Judy is.
Best actor, though, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker.
I agree. That movie I like it.
Dope.
What?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
What, Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, my anxiety was through the roof. Yeah. Like the entire movie.
It's not, the movie's it's not really, even real. It's good. He actually like, never left the.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear about that?
Wait, what?
There's that theory where, you know how in the beginning he started off in the mental hospital?
He didn't start off in a mental hospital.
Yeah.
He started in talking to that chick.
No, there's a beginning clip before that where he's in the mental hospital, and the theory is that actually none of that ever happened. He made it all up while he was in the...
No. No, get out of here.
Don't take this from me. You're
going to try to throw the Joker out like that? Get out of here.
What are you talking about?
Best director.
It like connects.
Pronounce that.
Best director, Bong Joon-ho, Parasite.
We're supposed to be... catering to kids.
I hate you. Best music, original score, Joker. It did have the Rolling Stone. Oh no! What did it have in it?
Music.
Yeah, it had music in it.
God, you guys are the one.
International feature film, Parasite. Once again, so they won 3 Oscars.
Yeah. Visual effects,
1917. Amazing movie. You gotta watch it. It's staying there.
That's so film and editing. I want to watch this. So fun fact, this is Ford versus Ferrari. Mm-hmm. I will watch Le Mans every once in a while. Do we know Le Mans? What Le Mans is?
I think you told me about this.
This is a 24-hour race. And so it's usually top winners are Peugeot and Ferrari. But I never knew that Ford beat Ferrari 1 year.
Oh.
So I'm super excited to watch that too.
Oh, I'm going to have to add it to the list. I want to watch it too because it has Christian Bale and I like Christian Bale.
Best friends.
Best cinematography, 1985. Roger Deakins, congratulations. Best sound mixing, 1917 again.
Well, Omager.
So Parasite and 1917 are like off, and Ford versus Ferrari is also great too. Best sound editing.
Best sound editing, Ford versus Ferrari. Best supporting actress, Lauren Dern.
Marriage Story.
Shout outs to you. I don't know you.
Who cares about argument? Oh, documentary short feature, Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone if you're a girl. That's all.
That sounds nutty.
Well, that sounds tight, actually. Mm. I do want to watch that.
Best documentary, I still have to watch Mid-90s. Do you watch documentaries?
Do I?
Do you guys watch documentaries?
I love them.
I haven't seen one since
I like them more than like actual movies, to be honest.
I saw one on...
I like bug documentaries a lot.
Netflix, the Don't F With Cats.
Oh my god!
Have you seen that one?
Oh no!
I started watching.
I heard about it and I was like, "Nah, I'm Gucci."
It's a crazy story.
It makes me pretty nervous.
It is pretty rough. They don't show a lot.
Yeah.
Just so you know, but it's a good documentary because it's like, you know, like people who were the dawn of the internet.
Yeah.
And how they found like the person who did it, and they found like all of his information.
Yeah.
And then he turned out to be like a killer.
Yeah. Was,
like,
the first scene about it though. About the video. And since I have Ringer, I was like, oh my god, what am I watching?
Cover your eyes.
Cover your eye.
Best production design, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is another good movie.
I've not seen. I actually don't know what that's about.
It's like 60 late 60s Hollywood. So it deals with like Sharon Tate, the Manson family.
Oh, okay.
And like acting during that time.
Oh, I see.
It's a Quentin Tarantino movie, so you know it's
going to be good.
It's crazy.
Best adapted screenplay, Jojo Rabbit, which is another good movie.
I heard that. It was funny.
It was good. It was funny.
It was emotional.
Bro, I don't watch movies, bro. Wow.
I watch a lot of movies now.
I am trash.
Hey, talk to me after the recording. I got you.
Totally legal.
You
want to
watch movies? Totally legal. Best original screenplay, Parasite, which means that's 4 in the bag for Parasite, honestly. Animated feature film, Toy Story 4.
What else is on that list?
Animated short... Oh, for feature? Animated?
Yeah.
How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Mind. I Lost My Body.
Oh, okay. So this is like... This is like in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Claws, like, Missing Link.
I know, because there's none of those. That's why I was like, what else is possibly in there?
Best supporting actor, Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was
great. He beat out Al Pacino and Joe Pesci in The Irishman. Mm-hmm. Well, that movie was like endless. The Irishman? Yeah. That movie was like it's 8 hours, bro.
Oh, God.
That movie was ridiculous.
It's funny because...
It was a work shift.
Al Pacino was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, so he could have won 2. He'd have 2 entries.
Unfortunately, he got 2. He was in 2 of those and won none of them.
I mean, you know.
He got super snubbed.
Yeah.
There are a lot of movies that need to be watched, honestly. Like, right. I want to see The Irishman. I keep hearing it's long. Yeah. But I want to
I mean,
just,
it's worth it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, but it'd be long. Like,
you just got to prepare yourself.
Marriage Story. I'm not really into, like, romance stuff. And that's a Netflix original.
You're not into, like, rom-coms?
I'm into rom-coms, but this one is more...
My name is Danko. I'm tough.
This one is more like, oh, we're getting a divorce. Oh. And then it's all emotional and stuff. And
have you watched the movie Her?
Her?
Yeah.
The computer one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's tight.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
It's pretty cool. It's interesting. The thought process is interesting on where...
I don't like romance movies.
Oh, my God. So, except The Notebook. I'm Lewis and I'm tough. Her.
The Notebook made me cry, but... Nobody needs to know that.
You can't fact check.
Who's your favorite director?
I don't think I have one.
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino?
I'm going to be super basic.
What's your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Gran Torino.
The first one. First one?
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino? You like that movie?
Yeah.
Obviously, he just said he liked it.
I don't believe you. I'm just kidding. Clint Eastwood directed that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I have a favorite director because I don't want to like look at directors and be like, oh, like I have to watch this because of this director. Like I just want to watch movies. I just know the only director I don't like
is
M. Night Shyamalan. he ruins so many like movies like back to back that.
I mean, he's got some good ones though.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't have some good ones, but
did you watch that?
We haven't watched it yet.
Have you? Haven't watched
it? I watched it for
bro,
sure.
That movie is.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Oh. Bro, I was tripping.
Bro, the colors in that is crazy. Right, dude. So whoever I don't know who that director is, but what he does with sound and colors is phenomenal because it goes against like a lot of like horror things. Because in horror, you're not supposed to do J and L cuts because you will give away the scare.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? So J and L cuts is when
is it the build up?
No, you start sound before the end clips.
Oh.
Or the clip ends. Yeah, before the clip ends. So it leads you into the next cutscene.
Okay.
And you're not supposed to, in horror, you don't normally do that because you will give away like what's going to happen next. But he does that extremely well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he does that. I was surprised this entire movie.
he does that in what's the other one? Hereditary. He does that in Hereditary. So your ears are already prepared to either not be scared or be scared or like expect something, even though something might or might not happen.
Hmm.
So he plays around with like that buildup, like, and he cheats like the sound and stuff. Midsummer, he plays with colors that aren't in normal horror film, but he still uses it bright. Very well like, to make it eerie.
Like you wouldn't think it's a horror movie. Like as you're watching it, you're like, why does this look so happy?
Yeah.
Like why?
Yeah.
So that guy like pushes the envelope for horror and like what people like can do with more than just like the normal horror colors and sounds.
He's different, bro.
He's different.
So he's probably my favorite director.
He's different.
My favorite director, Quentin Tarantino.
Wow.
Yeah.
My name's Danko. I want to be like Lewis.
I know you said like for a lot of people that's probably the basic answer, but I just love his movie. Django Unchained is my favorite.
I mean, his movie.
Tarantino movie.
Wild
really?
In his movies.
Yeah, 100%. Django Unchained is like
I've never seen it.
It's so great. It's amazing. Just everything about it, just like the colors and like the cinematography.
Yeah.
And like, I mean,
I feel like
Jamie Foxx killed it.
I feel like Quentin Tarantino, like in his scripts, he's just like curse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just cuss. Yeah. Just do it. Just cuss. Yeah. Right now. Go.
I know that.
Like, they just go ballistic with these bad words, man. Just like rapid fire.
And there's a lot of like in the movies and in his movies, he just goes, okay, we'll just talk.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not really a part of the script for this. So just like, you know, free ball it, you know? Yeah.
Ad lib.
Well, that makes sense.
And like, he's really like the whole Leonardo DiCaprio. Have you heard about the scene at the table? Have you seen Django Unchained?
Kind of.
So there's a scene at the table where he slams down on a skull.
Yeah.
Like while he's talking to everybody and he actually cut his hand open.
Like in real life?
Like real life. And he, Quentin Tarantino was like, did not stop the cameras. And Leonardo DiCaprio continued to do the scene. And then he even smeared blood on what's-her-face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that scene, actually.
Yeah. It was, like, crazy. But he lets that stuff happen.
So that really happened in real life?
100%.
In real life and in the movie.
But,
I'm sorry. I don't know why I had to say that.
But, yeah, I love Django Unchained. It's my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie.
Are you not going to show us the clip? Go back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right.
just go type.
You're going to look it up and just look at the screen.
What? I'm going to pause this, but.
Django. What? Don't pause it. We're still talking.
Django Unchained. Leonardo. Learning to shoot? No. Leonardo.
N-word. Leonardo Skull.
Hand.
Just go Leonardo
just
Skull.
Cuts hand, bro.
All right.
Those are the speakers.
You can't hear crap.
I'm excited. I want to watch this too. There's so many things I need to watch.
He like cut open his hand and he did like a ton of stitches.
Oh, snap. Down.
Sick.
He sounded like Borat.
So he's like bleeding like a ton.
Oh, and I didn't even see it happen.
When he slams his hand, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. I thought you. I've seen that.
Not on the skull. I guess it was like a piece of glass.
Oh. He smeared it on Kerry Washington's face?
Yeah.
Disrespectful. I wonder if the mics pick up the keyboard. It's a very loud set of clacking.
I think she had an interview where she was like, yeah, it was kind of weird, but. We're okay.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is so... He's so tight.
He cool.
What? He's tight.
He ain't no Shia LaBeouf or nothing, but he cool.
What?
Yep.
You will forever...
Oh, nah, bro. Oh,
that's real blood, dude.
Nah, we would have had to cut. I don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio's... He's tight, though.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's such a good movie.
I like Leonardo DiCaprio a lot, ever since Titanic.
It's also really funny and really
What
great.
Is Titanic?
What?
About? What is that about?
Titanic?
I've never seen it.
Shut your ass up. Shut.
There's never no
seen
way.
It. You've seen Titanic. You've seen it.
Titanic.
Don't lie to me.
Okay.
Don't lie.
Okay.
It's about the ship. The ship that hits the iceberg.
Let's I'm see. Sorry.
What is an iceberg?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is all
right.
We're looking for a new member. If anybody wants to
join us.
With that being said.
We get lonely with
the alumni. The alumni is filled with two people now.
With that being said, I think it's time to end.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Unless you want to talk for another 30 minutes.
Is that how long we were talking?
We've been talking for 38 minutes.
You talk a lot, bro.
Yeah, we talk too much.
You need to learn to chill.
This is the lounge, though. You got to chill.
The lounge.
From the lounge.
Do you guys want to give the outro a try?
What does that mean?
Man, there's
we
too gotta many.
We got to say everything
say
that you say?
Yeah, say everything I say.
Nah, you're bugging. I just know the chit show.
Thank you.
And that's it. I don't know anything else.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another
sound
episode
like
here.
Sound like Twista when you say it.
Untitled Mixtape. We appreciate you guys hanging out. I hope you like this episode. If you do, make sure to let us know on our Instagram. We'll have our handles down in the description below. Also, shout out to 92 Elm for the song that plays at the beginning. The intro song. It's tight, as always. Shout out to the network. Shout out to the Easy XP podcast for all your gaming needs. The bonus commentary movie podcast, which is actually recording tonight as we speak. So there's going to be new episodes coming. Shout out to the Chit Show podcast for all your general talk and pop culture. And, thank you guys for listening.
Now, hold on. You really expected one of us to be able to say that.
It's easy.
You're no.
It's easy.
No. Thanks for watching. Or thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Peace.